My name is Melissa McCullough, and I'm running for Chapel Hill Town Council. I'm an applied ecologist with a nearly 40-year career in environmental problem solving, and my last 20 years at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency was spent on creating sustainable, resilient communities. I brought my knowledge and problem-solving approach to enhance decisions on the planning board for 7 years. Now I want to be able to use my skills more proactively on the town council to fight for a sustainable, resilient, and vibrant Chapel Hill for now and for generations out. Some believe that we can preserve Chapel Hill in amber by saying no to whatever causes us discomfort. But as Mitch Silver recently reminded council, when you say no to one thing, you're saying yes to something else. For decades, Chapel Hill said no to in-town development. So instead, what we got was sprawl, destroying farms and forests, and now 40,000 people are driving into town every day because it's too expensive to live here. This is unsustainable, both environmentally and financially. Population and climate pressures are already here, and these play out in three main interconnected challenges facing the town and affecting our people: housing, transportation, and environmental quality. Housing in our town is more expensive than ever. Every summer is the hottest on record, and the cost of living in Chapel Hill forces more and more people to commute from farther away. The largest source of climate-changing gases is transportation, and that's because of generations of local land use decisions creating sprawl and traffic. In Chapel Hill, low housing supply and high demand have created two main levels of housing stock: the top rung, large and expensive and getting more so all the time, and the bottom rung, subsidized affordable housing, and NOAA, or naturally occurring affordable housing, that serves a relatively small subsection of the community. As a town, we do well for our size on subsidized housing, and council just adopted a great plan to do more. But that naturally occurring affordable housing is often the generational homes of Black families who built UNC in the town, but who are now being priced out, or old apartment buildings targeted for redevelopment with possible displacement. So the next thing we need to do about housing is to increase supply, to ease pressures on housing prices across the board. We need more housing choices in the middle, between the expensive and the subsidized. I want to build a housing supply large and diverse enough to serve our workforce, young people starting families, empty nesters aging in place, and the artists and musicians who made Chapel Hill interesting. Then we need to focus dense residential building on transit corridors where people can hop on a bus to UNC. We have an excellent climate action plan, and everything I talk about today is part of it. In addition to more housing so fewer people need to commute in, I want to build a Chapel Hill transportation system where people can access everything our community has to offer without a car. If families can own one less car, they'll save thousands a year. We need to collaborate regionally to expand our transit system for commuters while we expand the capacity of town transit to make using transit easier than driving. Then we must complete our connected infrastructure for walking, biking, and rolling, which will improve air quality, climate gases, and health. Finally, I want to save and expand urban green space. We need shade trees for streets, sidewalks, and buildings everywhere with the coming heat. Everywhere should have access to parks, and our everywhere-to-everywhere greenways can be planted as native species corridors. Then, widely integrated green stormwater infrastructure can increase our town's resilience to climate-driven heat and storms while providing pollinator havens. We have great goals and plans, and we've had the guidance of world-class consultants for the very difficult issues. I would like to educate people more on the whys, because these complicated issues are very easy to misunderstand. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of me as the candidate who brings unique, knowledge-driven expertise as an integrated problem solver to confront our town's challenges and uses those decisions to create an equitable, vibrant, leafy, resilient town with a robust, localized economy where all Chapel Hillians, now and in the future, will be able to happily thrive.